Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Show four.
Oh, can you redo that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can do it. Kidding me? I can redo it. I'll do it again. Are you rolling now? Is it happening?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Friday, April 14th, 2023. It's good times, Charlie.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We love having you here on our little sexy little fucking show. I am getting to a bad advice.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
This is not sexy. This is a huge fucking downer, so brace yourselves. It's not that big. It's actually, we've heard way worse things, but it just sucks when, you know.
On a Friday, Sarah.
Well, all right, I'm going to do it, and then I'll do another one if you guys don't like this one,
okay?
If I can find a short one. Hi, everyone. Don't say my name. Love you guys. I've been listening since I was in the fifth grade, and I'm now over 30. I've got 2 little listeners of my own.
Oh, that's nice.
Raising those kids right. Part of Generation Alice. Okay, on to the bad advice. My wife and I had planned to take an international vacation this August without our young children, who are both under the age of 5. My wife's parents had kindly offered to watch the kids for a week during our absence. Isn't that nice? The grandparents will take the little kids and you can go off and have an international vacation. However, we recently found out that Grandpa would also be out of the country during that time, leaving just Grandma to take care of both of our kids. We were concerned about potential situations where another fully capable adult would be needed, such as if Grandma gets sick or injured herself and needs someone to take over childcare duties while she recovers. I don't know how old Grandma is, but I suppose that's something. I mean, listen, that could happen to anybody. That's why it's nice to have 2 people. What if one of the children has an accident and requires medical attention, or there's a problem with the house, such as a leak, and Grandma needs help? So there, I mean, that makes sense, right? Grandma and Grandpa said they'd take the kids, and now it's just Grandma. How are we feeling? Like, I would have totally given my kids to my grandmother, to my mother. But, you know, I don't know how old the grandmother person in this is anyway. You're 30 or so, and so maybe this person's in their 60s and not in the best of health. I don't know. But certainly a grandma's, probably capable. I don't know. Anyway. This person goes on to say, ideally, there'd be a more extensive network for her to lean on in an emergency, but there's limited support in the area that we live. With this in mind, we didn't want to put our kids or grandma in a difficult situation, so we decided to change our plans and take a family vacation instead, postponing the international vacation this August. You know what? We're just going to do something else.
Our kids are little. Yeah, that's a good solution.
Why not? I think so, too.
Okay.
Then we told the grandparents. And they lost their fucking minds. By the way, only one of them was even going to be there. Okay, so here's what she says. When we told the grandparents, they were angry and accused us of not trusting them and taking their grandkids away. Are we being overprotective parents in this situation? I feel like my kids are my responsibility, and while it would be awesome to get away with my wife for an international vacation, it would not be worth the potential risk to my kids or my wife's mother, who would be the only adult caring for them in our absence. As a parent, my top priority is the safety and well-being of my children, and I cannot justify putting them in a situation where they may not have the support they need. Am I being overprotective? Are we being overprotective parents in this situation? Not sexy, I told you. If only there were people fucking in this.
No, aren't. They would have been fucking overseas if they went on that vacation, yeah.
Would have been wearing very little clothing on a, you know, on a nude beach in France.
Still
mom's a hoa again.
That female chronic masturbator to tell us everything about her problem. But all right, in the meantime.
She has not written us yet. Nope. She's too busy fingering herself.
If you have that problem, please write in.
Yeah, the boys would really like to hear about your problem with you. You can't keep your hands off your...
All right, she's fingering herself. That's good.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We're helping solve the lady who keeps fingering herself.
Something about fingering.
Something about fingering.
I did that to myself. I don't know why I did that.
Look, here's something I'll say in advance of any comments. We were just talking about this, Christina and I, and she was saying that a neighbor friend of ours, her daughter had a kid.
Okay.
And the daughter is having some trouble keeping up as a new mom. She's overwhelmed, and her husband fell and got hurt. And so the mom, not our neighbor, of the baby is like, I got a husband who's got two broken arms and I got a brand new baby and I can't handle it all. And grandma swoops in and takes the baby and goes, I got this. Take the week off.
Oh.
So, which is a wonderful thing.
How nice. Yes.
Like what a gift, right?
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And Christina was saying, I couldn't in a million years have separated from my baby for a week. I just couldn't have. I could have had her there to help me.
Yeah.
And I would have welcomed that, but there's no way I would have been able to leave the kid for a week.
How old is this baby?
It's a brand new baby.
Oh, it's a oh my God. Oh, it's I thought it was just a young child.
No, we're talking about a 2 month old at the most. Oh.
So isn't she still breastfeeding? The grandma has just whisked the baby away?
Well, to help. The daughter was saying, please help me. I'm drowning.
Okay. I see.
So I don't think it was a grandma's controlling and just kidnapped the baby. I think it was the daughter went, I don't want this. It's too hard.
I can't handle this, right.
And mom, you know, tiger mom swooped in or whatever mom, rescue mom, helicopter, whatever.
So is the neighbor the grandmother in question?
Yes.
Okay, now I have it now. All right.
Anyway, the point isn't about that scenario. The point is not a lot of parents these days, I think, are good at separating from their kids in general. So as I was listening to that storyline, I was like, it's probably already hard to walk away from the kids for a week anyway, under the perfect circumstance.
Right.
Like, there's grandpa, there's grandma, and there's a team, a Marvel team of superheroes waiting in the backyard in the shed.
That's the perfect scenario.
To jump into action given any situation.
Whatever happens, these guys got it.
And still, mom and dad might be at the airport going, are we doing the right thing?
Does Superman know his own strength? Is he going to cuddle the baby too hard?
So I do think that you're fairly normal. Like I'm trying to tell you, Christina wouldn't have been able to do it.
Right.
She's saying she couldn't have done it. And, I the age of the kids is different in the story from one story to the other. But I'm just saying it's they're your kids. If you don't feel comfortable leaving them, one of the sentences, and I'm a big fan of taking responsibility for your shit. You said, they're my kids. I'm responsible for them. I don't feel comfortable leaving them. Then don't.
Right.
Then don't.
Ding, da, da, ding, ding. There it is. You just nailed it. And I think that, okay, fine. Their butt's sore. Listen, the friggin' grandfather wasn't even going to be there. Like, not that that makes that much difference. I'm sure that you probably could leave those kids with the grandmother and they'd be fine. I'm sure she's perfectly capable. But if anything went wrong, you'd never forgive yourself, especially after all this. Now you're overseas and something is going on. What if grandma falls down and can't get back up? What are those kids supposed to pick
her
up?
Well, look, this goes back to, I think you can leave them. I think you should leave them and go have a good time. And in reality, grandma's raised some kids, obviously.
Yep.
She's been through it. She knows what she's doing. She's going to need to have a week of complete recovery after the week she spends with your kids, because she's
gonna exhausted.
Her back's gonna hurt.
Yep.
Her, you know, you name it, everything's gonna hurt on grandma after a week alone with kids.
Yes.
But still, I think she'd be fine. And you know, there always is, I hate to say this because, you know, rescue is not a babysitter, but look, if grandma falls, then call fucking 911 and get someone out there to help her. I mean,
yeah,
and then you
the
fly home.
Use the phone, right? Exactly.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. So I do, and I don't think that it would even happen.
It wouldn't. Most likely, it wouldn't. But clearly, people worry. You know, this is a stark contrast to the one where the lady said, "Oh, the grandparents took the baby, and I just went to school and never came back."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like you're doing a fine job as parents. Are you worrying a little too much? Maybe, but in the end, they're your top priority, and it comes down to your own comfort level.
That's right.
Bryn, you got anything to add to that? Alex, anything?
I mean, they're just trying their best to be a great parent.
Sure.
So I support that. Good shit. Yes.
Well, excellent. It's a good example. Bryn, you're the one with a baby right now. Would you be able to hand the baby off?
Not like overseas, no.
Hand both kids off and split? Would you be able to do that?
We haven't spent a day away from Kaya, so I don't think that Anita would like to do that either. I'm sure she wouldn't do that. But maybe when the kids are older, possibly. My mom is definitely a helicopter mom, tiger mom, all over it. She'll lie to me often too, like just to say, oh yeah, I can take care of the kid, and she's not even around. She'll just be like, oh, Derek's here for 2 hours, because she wants my kid so badly. So she'll be like, yeah, I'm home the whole day. And so I will drop my kids off thinking, okay, grandma's around. But then I didn't know that she left to go fucking show a listing on this house for an hour or two. And she's like, Derek's got it. I'm like, I didn't drop the kids off for Derek. Derek's a college kid who just wants to chill. So, I mean, that's just, yeah, that's part of it.
But she trusted
your
him.
Mom still works.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a real estate agent.
She kind of works on her own stuff. She does whatever comes her way. She's a very relaxed type of work, you know, showing a house that we might have for rent or for sale.
Oh,
like, yeah.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I don't think I have time for another full on because I'm looking at some of these and they're pretty long. But I do have, I'm sure you remember, when your daughter began choking and you had to Heimlich her and the other day.
Yeah.
This person has written in about that. Okay. I was listening to, I think this was last Monday. I don't think it was this Monday. I was listening to the Monday Show podcast. Vin's choking experience is something me and lots of people experience daily. I don't think you ever get used to it. I work the 12-hour night shift as registered respiratory therapist in an ER, and I'm responsible for the airway portion of all emergencies. How crazy. I guess when people get, you know, wheeled in, like there's a specialist for each potential thing that's going mm-hmm. on. I work 12-hour night shift as registered respiratory therapist in an ER. I'm responsible for the airway portion of all emergencies. It's the oddest feeling when the ambulance brings someone with CPR in progress, essentially dead. We take over intubation, meds, etc. We get the person stable and boom, we move on. The patient gets sent to the ICU and generally recovers. You never really see that person again unless you see a photo card in the ICU break room thanking the ICU staff for saving their lives.
Mm.
How funny. They get them going, they intubate them and move on to the next emergency.
Wow.
Oh, well. Eventually, you get used to not having a parade every time you help save a life. I would think that when the first time it happens to you, you'd be like, well, motherfucker, where's the marching band?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I told you that when this happened in my house and it was real and it was like, at first, I'm like, put your hands up, look at the sky, you know, I mean, you have right. that sort of everything every parent says, right? As soon as it was real and I needed to do this and this kid was not breathing and we were, you know, do we call 911? Like, what the? And I, of course, mistakenly said, don't call 911. I got this. But we were shell-shocked after, like, into numb, dead silence. Like, none of us talked about, like, I actually walked away. Edie was crying and going, you hurt my tummy. Oh, yeah. And Christine is holding her and kind of shaky. And Isla's in the next to them crying, too. And I walked away and I... Now, later I joked I was hoping for a parade and there wasn't one. But in reality, the truth was we were all so shell-shocked, there was no talk about it after. We all kind of went to bed, and for a couple days, we didn't even talk about it. It was really weird.
Well, you know, that was a non-event compared to what that could have been.
Right.
It's like, I remember you talking about this as you came back on the air, and it clearly was fresher and it was bothering you that you said, you know, why would you fucking tell someone not to call 911? Like, that was, I sort of liked that you were later having that reaction. Like, what the fuck? Where did I find that in me?
As the dust settled, there's no question that the reality of what could have happened occurred to me repeatedly over my forehead, into my forehead, like, what the fuck would I have done if I couldn't have gotten that out? And this kid is turning blue, and now we're waiting on 911. Like, and I really was beating myself up. Like, holy crap, that could have gotten. Now, I had the luxury of that because it went okay.
Yep.
So I did get to beat myself up, and I hopefully will make the right call if it ever happens again. Let's hope it doesn't.
Right.
But it's one of those things where it was just, it's interesting, the silence after the fact. And
It's trauma. And yep. Like, you use the word shock. Shock yep. is a real thing. And you, as a family, on everybody in their own way, wrapped their head around or tried to wrap their head around what would the next few hours have been like if the worst had happened.
Right.
Like, that is... Oh, that's no joke. Like, I get clenchy just thinking about that. And everybody's had their experience. You have a kid, you've had that scary moment where you see that something could have gone, and sometimes it does go the other way. It's just, man, life is fucking cruel. And so that was a little victory
mm-hmm.
that you, hopefully, you know, you as a family unit learned from. How much you love and need each other, and what and how to make sure someone calls 911 no matter what.
Well, and now the kid gets almost yelled at every time food gets put in front of her. Chew your food!
Yeah, chew your food. Chew and don't inhale your food.
What is
this?
Don't
walk around eating.
Yeah,
know?
No walking around. That was the other thing. She was walking around eating, and it is one of those things where you just, now it's all sit down, chew your food, small bites, the whole thing.
The whole thing. So anyway, back to this person who is a, let's see, registered respiratory therapist. I love my jobs and love saving lives, regardless of who gets the credit. But most of all, I love you guys. I've been listening since the year 2000. I was a teen mom of two little boys and was commuting in my Beta to Vallejo as a medical assistant, my first step in my medical career journey when you came into my life. Oh. My boys are now 25 and 27. You have gotten me through so much more than mornings. You got me through COVID. It was hard and very dark days. So much loss. But I had you guys. So anyway, thank you for the bit of sunshine you brought during that time. Love, Harley from Sacramento.
All right, Harley.
And she attached a photo, which isn't here, Brinny. But it's a photo of her and her boys from her college graduation 5 years ago. Just to put a face on the letter. Have courage and be kind. What a lovely note that is. And I think a fine way to wrap up what was a very fun week of radio here on the Alice and, well, here on The Secret Show as well. I guess this isn't technically on the Alice, but it is on the Odyssey app. And you can be on it, too. Send us your problems. Send us your stories. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at Radio Alice.
Time for some crunch wraps.
Ooh, is that something we're doing this weekend, Alex?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my first cheat in a couple weeks. So. Yeah,
you, that army.
I saw a picture of you in the
arm,
gym, dude. You're working out hard.
You know, it's, I'm not. You know, I'm not that buff. You know,
he has just put. By the way, he just pulled his sleeves.
Yeah. We, I noticed
so that.
That
we can see his guns.
No, he's looking good. He's looking good.
I appreciate
good.
It.
He
it's
turns
good
that
lighting.
Around fast.
It's good lighting. You know, it's yeah.
Oh,
good
you know
lighting.
A spot.
And,
you know where to go.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You know what? I would imagine that wife of yours, who's really good at social media, has given you a few tips.
Yeah.
Oh, and now we're looking at the picture of Harley and her two grown sons.
Oh,
now
Harley.
Oh, that's cute. Congratulations to you. You sound like uh-huh. a fun, nice little family.
Thanks for what you do.
Yes, very much. I'm sorry that you don't get a parade every time, because you definitely deserve one. You saved the whole, and when you think about what, when one thing happens to one person, how that can just ripple out into their family and friends and everybody they know. It's just, you're saving so many people all at once with each person you save. Okay, have a great day and a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
The end.
Bye.
Thanks, Maria.